This is WBTN intern Alex Diaz delving into Bennington's cultural diversity in hopes of finding our common humanity. I am here with...
I'm Joshua Bodiger. I'm the rabbi for Congregation Bethel.
Would it surprise you to hear that there are small clusters or communities of Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, and Hispanic people throughout Bennington?
It would.
And what does that suggest to you? Do you think about Bennington as a community?
I mean, if that is indeed true, I feel like we need to do a better job of making folks who are coming to this area from far-flung communities more publicly welcome. I'm kind of dimly aware of some of what you mentioned, but not to the extent of what you just said. And I think, again, too much of it's under the radar when we do have an opportunity to have people in this community who are either living here permanently, who have moved here, or who are passing through because they're doing work of some sort. And I don't know the specific examples that you're speaking of, but we have to do a better job of really, in a public sense, really having a more welcoming face. And I think that's part of the, you know, I said the these two aspects of New England, rural New England culture coexist. I think that's part of it. You know, we moved into town and our neighbors are great. You know, when you move in New England, no one really brings over casseroles.
No,
you know, it's not what you do so much. But if you are in the ditch, you know, when it's snowing, like everybody's going to stop and pull you out. You know, so I think New Englanders, you know, you kind of have to earn intimacy over time. So I think we were a welcoming people. I'm saying we not only because I can't really call myself a Vermonter if I've only been here 4.5 years, but I'm from Western Massachusetts, and I think there's a similar vibe. I think it's a continued practice. And we were talking about this at the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
Right.
You know, who are the marginalized groups in Bennington, and what can we do to be aware of how we marginalize and to reach out to those groups who are marginalized? I think there's a lot of folks doing that work and committed to doing that work around these parts.
So is there a sizable Jewish community in Bennington?
I would say we have 115 member units in the synagogue, and obviously there's also Jews who don't belong to the synagogue, but that means there's about 115, in some cases families, in some cases individuals. I'd say it's a pretty healthy sized community, and we draw from not only Bennington, but Williamstown, Mass, and Shaftesbury, and Cambridge, New York, and Wilmington, Vermont. So it's kind of a geographically far-flung group.
You said you feel accepted here?
Oh, very much. Very much so. I think the faith communities really have, we have a real strong, thriving interfaith council. The faith communities, I think, really exhibit great leadership as far as welcoming diversity. It's also a testament to Rabbi Cohen. You know, he was here, I think, for 13 years as the rabbi and was just so active in the general community because of the work he did, as well as just the openness of the Interfaith Council, the whole community. I think everyone's pretty well disposed to our community.
So how do you think Bennington College has affected the cultural diversity of Bennington?
I definitely think it has. I want it to more. Maybe this is like a tired complaint, but, you know, whenever I kind of look at the schedule of like dance performances that have been put on in the college in the spring that are theater that I've missed that I, you know, I somehow didn't hear about it. And I just feel like the college has so much that it can offer this community and vice versa. It's one of the great things. I mean, the field work term now is a fantastic example of that. Again, I don't know the history so well, but I do know there's some exciting new leadership at the college as far as faculty and staff who are doing great work to kind of build bridges.
Right.
You know, that it's that classic ivory tower and town split.
Exactly.
And I think at least in the last 4.5 years that I've been here, I've seen that steadily break down. So there's more flow. And we have a lot of Bennington College students who either teach at the congregation or come for services or are involved in some way or have an internship here or there. So we've benefited from Bennington College.
Do you feel Bennington is ready for more cultural diversity?
Yes.
And would it benefit the community in any tangible or real way?
I definitely think so. I mean, I think all of, you know, we all, whatever sector of life you come from, whatever your work is within this community, I think everybody's united in wanting to see Bennington have a thriving downtown, thriving school system, thriving social institutions and civic institutions. And we have that. We really do have that. And I think everybody's on board with wanting the town to be vibrant, mm-hmm. right? And it's good for everybody. So when you attract folks from other places, I think it just can add to what we're already creating here. I think it's a huge piece of Bennington's future growth is ensuring that it has a richness, a cultural richness and mm-hmm. diversity to it.
This has been Alex Diaz. Thanks for listening. Gochisousama deshita.